welcome to the Present Day Podcast, where the Present Day Podcasters bring you all the information present day. This is our first ever episode, so we hope you enjoy. Look for us on Anchor today and share us with friends. Thank you for listening.
Episode 1, the podcast pilot.
Today, we will be talking about our first experiences with podcasts. We had fun listening to podcasts ourselves, and we thought we might give it a try as well. Each one of us listened to a different podcast, each one pertaining to our interests. While listening, we tried to locate the best practice in each podcast, a practice that would hook the listeners so that they would keep listening. Here are our thoughts.
Hey listeners, I'm Matthew, and I will be telling you about my first podcast experience. It was with a podcast called Sit On It Okay. I brought you this podcast, You Brought Me Your Love. The podcast practiced I located in the podcast was how the speaker interests you with the background music of My Chemical Romance songs. Even how he spoke, way more entertaining because while he was talking about the band with a very enthusiastic tone, the music in the background gave the podcast a way higher interest level. This practice is effective because it will keep the people listening to it somewhere else entertained and will make them want to learn more about the band. The speaker in this podcast talks in kind of a monotone voice, but it does change over time. This podcast will be really enjoyable for me since I love this band and because the speaker is informing me with facts about the band that I never knew or forgot.
Hey folks, my name is Gracie, and unlike Matthew's podcast, mine will bring you joy and not depression, I promise. The name of my podcast was Classical Music with Steve Seal. Overall, the best practice that I located in my podcast would probably be the calming music. Soothing music relaxes, soothes, calms, and comforts the mind. Also, this practice is very effective because after hearing it, I now know much more about classical music. Before hearing it, I assumed that it would be very boring, much like other people do. However, my assumptions were wrong, and now I realize how interesting it really is. Unlike other types of music, classical music is very different because if you have never heard of it before, it has many different sounds in it, and it takes a lot of hard work. It would seem like you will need to be very talented and skilled to create a classical music piece. As a whole, this podcast has informed and educated me things on classical music that I had never known before.
Hello there, everyone, and thank you for listening to our podcast. But don't go away yet, because I have a really interesting one here. The podcast that I listened to was called The Stereo Podcast. Honestly, it's a really great podcast if you love listening to stories. I found it interesting because the speaker gives you hints or phrases that would hook you into some of the stories they tell. The stories were mostly about detective cases, like murder cases, and imprisoning criminals. You also get to see the perspective of others that were related in the case, and it was like a mystery that you could solve too. Plus, the speaker kept asking questions to make your mind think.
And finally, I am here to talk about my podcast. I'm Andrew, and this was my first podcast experience. I hadn't even heard of what a podcast was until we started learning about them in ELA class. When I found a list of podcasts I could listen to, I thought that they would be really boring because me, personally, I just don't find people talking all that enjoyable. That's when I found a podcast called The Past and the Curious. I clicked on it not knowing what it was going to be about, but assumed it would be about history because of the title. I was absolutely stunned. The podcast was a podcast telling stories of the past. I believe that the best practice I found in this podcast was the content because it made the listener want to keep listening. This is also because it tells tales I think many would find interesting, such as the origins of things we use today, the lives of famous people long ago, the science behind how some things work, and more. Also, this podcast seems very educational for the listener because of the speaker's use of complex vocabulary and explanations of certain topics. The music and the tone of which he spoke gave the whole podcast a sort of serene feeling to it. Overall, the podcast having appropriate and informational content are effective practices because the content is informational and appropriate, meaning it could be a source of education for younger audiences too. This also might make people want to consider listening to it for these reasons.
And those were all of our first experience with podcasts. Thank you for listening to the Present Day Podcast right here on Anchor. And be sure to share with us with your friends. And always remember, stay present day. These are your Present Day Podcasters signing out. See you later.